Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Mario Coleman, and I am the CEO of NCWCC. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network and NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio. We change lives.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm your host, Karima Ali Bowens, broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. This is a special tribute to the Connecticut victims and the mothers. And Mothers in Charge, Faces of Courage. This afternoon, tonight, just felt in my heart that we needed to take a moment to just remind ourselves of the Christmas holiday. This is a somber time for myself and my family as we have reflected and have talked with each other about where we might have been if one of us would have it been us. So from a religious standpoint, what I would say, it could have been me. It could have been you. I have had the privilege to speak with Dorothy Spite, Mothers in Charge out of Philly, and women that have faces of sheer much courage, women like Stacy Wilkins, who lost her son on August 4th, 2010, women like Stephanie Mobley, whose child was murdered in 2007. Women like Harris McCleary, whose son, actually her daughter, was murdered in April 2009, and Vonda Fossum lost her son in 2010. These women's names are names of women that I had the pleasure of meeting. I am very grateful today, a few days before Christmas, to have had an opportunity to have my mother, Maggie Freeman, in my life for 65 years, and my sister, Janora Bourne, in my life for 40-plus years. My brother, Bobby Bourne, for 40 years. This is my tribute to life. I want to celebrate life. As we start to remember the victims of the Connecticut shooting tonight, I just ask that you sit back and listen to this rebroadcast that was actually aired on December 24th, 2010. I want everybody to take a moment and just remember and remember and thank God for his blessings. I want to also remind you all that tomorrow is not promised to you. So tonight, whatever day you listen to this, stop arguing, stop fighting. Love one another, my grandmother used to say. And if you do that, when death comes, it won't sting.
Good afternoon. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. This is your host, Karima Ali, with the NCWCC Digital Online Radio. Merry Christmas to you all, and this Christmas Eve, I want you guys to understand that it's all about being with family, friends, and loved ones. We are so blessed to have this day arrive finally, and to commemorate this particular night, I would like to ensure you that we're going to bring on some all-time favorites. Today is the 24th day. I want to say happy birthday to my godson, Charles Wooden, a.k.a. Pookie, who's out there in California celebrating his birthday, and a very good friend of mine, Tamika Hall. Happy birthday to you too, love, and for all of you all who were born on the eve of Christmas, happy birthday to you, and may God bless you on this sacred, precious evening. I want for you all to take some time and understand sincerely that Jesus is the reason for this season. So I understand that you guys want to get gifts to people that you love, but just imagine those who can't. So give to those that you don't know anything about, and you'll be truly blessed in 2011. So on this silent night, on this holiest night, I want to welcome you all to some real things that are happening, and we just are very blessed to have today.
You
ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, being just a few days before Christmas, I want to thank you all for tuning in to this special tribute. I am certainly happy to let you guys know that this is a part of some rebroadcasts that I did in 2010. I want to thank you all for actually looking into our podcast over the Dorothy Spite interview on our morning show. We have had over 1,500 listeners so far, and it's very important that we examine the plight of what's taking place in this country. As again, I just felt the need to be able to rebroadcast and actually listen to my voice as it has matured in doing radio. I'm also on WYZE 1480 AM in Atlanta now Tuesdays at from 2 to 3 o'clock, as well as Mothers in Charge, NCWCC's Build the Youth. And the Purpose Radio is doing a Christmas giveaway at Autosmith Smith this weekend on the 22nd, using hopefully a live remote to broadcast the new location at 6121 Memorial Drive in Stelmont, Georgia, at his Autosmith. So I want to thank you all for tuning in as we come back into this rebroadcast. Just want to share with you also that when we look at, I've been reading the special book with Mothers in Charge, Faces of Courage. After the murder of their children, these women began a campaign for peace in the city of brotherly love. One thing that I found to be so profound that I was able to read on the 1480 show is we are mothers wailing at the senseless slaughter of our children. We are mothers riveted by rage. We are mothers aching in our hearts, minds, bodies, and soul. Nobody seems to have really noticed, at least not enough to stop it. Only we mothers screaming at the horror of our children being brutalized on the streets, killing each other. When society fails to protect them, all of our children are sacrificed, some as victims and others as perpetrators. This is from the Unison, The Collective Voice of Mothers in Charge by Betty Lee Davis, Dr. Betty Lee Davis. And something else I wanted to read with to you all from the book. The ultimate weakness of violence is that it is a descending spiral. Returning violence with violence only multiplies violence, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoured by stars. Children will watch anything. And when a broadcaster used crime and violence and other shoddy devices to monopolize a child's attention, it's worse than taking candy from a baby. It is taking precious time from the process of growing up. That came from Newton Minow, and the other came from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Please go to www.mothersincharge.org and click on this astounding book that I am eternally grateful for, to know that these women have stood up and changed people's lives in supporting women. In the likeness of all of their suffering. So I say to you all, please remember and remember.
Love and peace and prosperity. Sometimes things have to ain't gonna get nobody no credit. We're gonna go ahead and keep it moving. Throw some jazz on y'all. Okay, now I know where we are right now. I got wires twisted and everything. Now we're going to kick off Christmas the right way. Here we go, y'all. Here we go. There we go.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So come on, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Thank you. Welcome back.
Welcome back. That is Destiny Muhammad, Hope on the Horizon. A wise person predicted, if children are not protected from their abusers, then the public will one day have to be protected from the children. That has become so clear with the Connecticut shooting that it just becomes an onslaught of things that I can only imagine. One mother, another mother, and another mother senselessly burying their children due to politics, due to gun control, due to greedy men and women who feel that it's the need to have a license 180 million people with guns in America. Without any credibility toward anything, I was told that people are able to go in and without even a background check. After 411 murders in Philly alone, you can still go in and purchase a gun as if you're purchasing a vehicle. They ask more in a purchasable vehicle than they do a gun. Tonight, as we say again, that we're we're bringing a tribute to Mothers in Charge from the NCWCC family. I'm your host, Kareem Ali. Some of the stuff I'm doing is a rebroadcast from Christmas. Ideally, I thought this would pretty much play itself out, but it's not. So what I'm going to do is take another chance on pulling in another broadcast that hopefully turned out okay.
Love Talk Radio.
And with no resolve, and did not. So obviously I'm going to have to stay with you guys tonight. And I'm glad that I did. I'm very grateful to be able to be on Blog Talk Radio that I've been on for about 4 years. All right. Let's start. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, just sit back for a moment. We can be back with you.
never want your modern me. And finally, I found somebody who fit perfectly. You're everything that I dreamed you'd be. And I'll be what you need, cause I'm playing for keeps, baby. Let it out slowly, please. If it's a dream, don't pinch me, baby. Could you let me sleep? As long as I see your face, I don't need to be awake. I count sheep forever if you promise me. You're never changing. Your love remains the same no matter what the day may bring. I'm here to stay, whatever comes.
Welcome back to the NCWCC Digital Online Nightly Nighttime Broadcast. We're just paying tribute to the mothers in charge and the faces of Purge. Want to read something here. I was very overwhelmed when I met Dorothy Spite here in Atlanta. Her son was also a victim of violence. Will the floodgates ever close, we wonder? Not until the war is over, we answer. War? What war, you ask? There is no war in Philadelphia. Yes, we answer. There is a war in Philadelphia. The war is on the streets. Semi-automatic rifles reversed for war flowing freely on the streets declares it. If no one else has, we are the mothers in charge. Nobody seems to really notice, at least not enough to step up. Now, is it time for us to step up? Is it our time? It's something that Dr. Brown said in Chicago. This is not friends in charge. This is mothers in charge. Mothers are going to reclaim their children, the streets. These women have lost loved ones, a son or a daughter
or a grandchild or a nephew or a niece or a brother or sister, someone within the week, some years ago, like a nightmare set on replay, which grief unites them. Wrenching horror, traumatic grief, loss, the loss of one child to violence. So many of many ages were living and going through their course of day, and then life was stolen from them. Some were on their way to work, some to school or to a store. Some were just playing in the neighborhood in front of their homes, but some were just visiting other neighbors or just sitting in their car. And clearly, clearly, no one ever knew that they had to hit the floor of their homes daily, dodging bullets, soaring through a neighborhood window. These are the kinds of gun-based of sounds that is the assault on the streets of Philadelphia. Where is the police? Where is the justice? How, despite all of this, can people spend millions of dollars in unwarranted situations, cliffhangers, budget cuts, when our children are now being slaughtered senselessly, period? There are women who are in pain. Their pains are in their voices, in their faces, and in their voices. The murder of a child, the assault, the waking. As it follows through, it becomes a way of life for the children of Philadelphia. One thing Dorothy said to me was that one child told her, "Miss Dorothy, I know what kind of gun that is. And that person was nothing but 8 years old. It could tell you by the bullets." Are we willing, and have we been willing, to look over an entire community? And now that it's hit another level of our community, do we really feel that there's only one race on this planet, which is the human race? And that's what it is. It is the human race. It's not black. It's not white. Mothers are mothers no matter what. All I ask for you tonight is to understand that everyone counts. Everyone has a purpose.
Hi, I am Mario Coleman, the CEO of NCWCC. Join us along with WYZE-AM 1480, The Purpose Radio Show, and Mothers in Charge in our national movement to stop the violence. We are losing whole generations of black men ages 14 through 28. So men, come partner with us to save our sons. NCWCC is a national community partner. We change lives. And on a personal note, ain't no joke out there on them streets, man. Y'all know that. So let's get together and save our sons. Peace.
right, welcome back to the tribute for Mothers in Charge tonight as we air live at Atlanta. I'm your host, Kareem Ali. We must stop violence, and it is something that we are charged with. And I will say this much. When you look at Faces of Courage, I ask everyone to go to Mothers in Charge and purchase this book, Faces of Courage, www.mothersincharge.org. I have never met such a profound group of women who, if you look in their eyes, they are mothers of courage. And I will say this much. Despite the doubts challenging their beliefs and our spiritual beliefs, there are parts that sustain many of us. And what is, to the onlooker, is an amazing way that these women hold true to the fact that they are mothers, and that these mothers, they comfort each other with tissue for their tears and a warm hand for their broken hearts. They feel each other's pain. They know their road. They say they cannot take away each other's pain, but they can walk and rest with each other together on that darkened path of traumatic grief. They accept each other's way to grieve. I met one of the ladies. She said she threw things. She was angry, and she remained angry to this day. She says, I am still angry. And so the way that people grieve is different from the other one. They know there's no one way, no right way to grieve for the loss of a child. This is how Mothers in Charge embrace each other. They are with each other. They are loving on each other. They are on a mission to save the life of another through violence prevention programs so that their children would not have had died in vain. How glorifying is that? As this book talks about the testimonies and as the rallies the Mother in Charge attends and throughout Philadelphia, Kansas, New Jersey, San Francisco, the prison system that Dorothy Spite is looking at being able to help these women so that they will come back into a society with a skill level that they become more stronger. In a moment, people fell out of grace and feel as if there are no end in sight. But they lift their voices up in praise, and that praise is to Dorothy Johnson Spite for her courage in carrying out her vision to lead to the creation of Mothers in Charge, and a Ruth Donnelly for supporting the vision. We want to thank these women for their courage. It is a wonderful book. There's a collective of voices of Mothers in Charge. Betty Lee Davis, Dr. Betty Lee Davis, wrote this. And one of the things I want to read is, losing a child is a grief like no other, the worst loss. No parent should bury a child. It is contrary to the emotional, spiritual, biological drive to bring life into the world and see it grow. This is especially true for mothers because we knit the bones and blood of our children in our womb. To witness the destruction of that life for either parent is to have a deep part of one's own being destroyed. It has to be heartfelt to understand that. We must provide hope to not only mothers, but the children. I will want to tell you that as we continue to have this movement, I want you all to know that there is hope. There's hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Welcome back to the NCWCC Late Night Digital Online Mothers in Charge Tribute. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's just something I felt in my heart that I just wanted to do tonight. I'm having the opportunity to do so. I want to thank all of those who have continued to listen to us and support us. I want to thank God most certainly and foremost. And I want to thank my mother, the CEO of the corporation itself, Maggie Freeman, my sister Janor, my brother Bobby. I'm very blessed to be able to work in a family business that has allowed us to give back to our community and to give back sometimes until it's hurt. So what I'm going to say to you all is please tune in to WYZE 1480 Radio on Tuesdays from 2 to 3. I want to thank the WYZE Radio 1480 family for allowing us to launch our interfaith-based outreach as we start to launch more and more awareness of our NCWCC Building Program. That program is the only sustainable program of its kind that teaches green technology for youth who are some who are in trouble and some that have not gotten in trouble. And we have a program with Denby Energy Auditing, which we have a junior energy auditing program for ages 7 to 14 years old, to bring a competent servant, people of God, to conserve and understanding how to reduce the carbon footprint, CO2 reduction in our communities, especially our urban communities. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight as we get toward the midnight hour of the
NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast, let people know about us. Let folks know that if you have an issue, contact us. Contact us to talk. You're welcome to come on our community show here. We are also doing a Mothers in Charge Christmas giveaway at AutoSmith at 6121 Memorial Drive in Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. It's a zip code out there. And we want to thank people for constantly being conscientious of the fact that this has nothing to do with us. I want to certainly let everybody know that my family don't have a bunch of money doing all this, but God blesses us on a day-to-day basis to serve our community, to serve our fellow man, and to feed those who need to be fed, be it spiritually or mentally or socially. And it's something that my mom has always taught us, is that when you feed a man, he can only eat one time, but if you teach him how to fish, he can eat for the rest of his life. So I want to thank all of you all for tuning in.
Hello, my name is Mario Coleman, and I am the CEO of NCWCC. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network and NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio. We change lives.
We change
Hi, I am Mario Coleman, the CEO of NCWCC. Join us along with WYZE-AM 1480, The Purpose Radio Show, and Mothers in Charge, in our national movement to stop the violence. We are losing whole generations of black men ages 14 through 28. So men, come partner with us to save our sons. NCWCC is a national community partner. We change lives. And on a personal note, ain't no joke out there on them streets, man. Y'all know that. So let's get together and save our sons. Peace.